Dallas Rock.
Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special on 3CR, the Voice of Dissent.
Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special. Girls Rock Melbourne is an annual camp that aims to empower young, female, trans and gender non-conforming youth using the power of music as a means to create personal and social change.
Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special.
Positive approaches to fighting sexism.
Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special.
Girls Rock Melbourne is going to help to smash the patriarchy with the help of 3CR, Voice of Dissent.
And welcome to the Girls Rock Melbourne special on 3CR's celebration of International Women's Day 2017. My name's Stinky, and for the next hour and a half, we'll be having a chat to Kim Croxford, who's lead singer of the band Monkey Grip, but also she was a volunteer vocal coach at this year's Girls Rock Melbourne camp. And we'll be having a chat with her just about how the camp went, and Kim has also agreed to play a few live songs for us, so look forward to that. As well as featuring music from all of the women who volunteered their time for the project. So all of the music you hear on tonight's show has been made by the women who were volunteering as mentors and instructors at this year's Girls Rock Melbourne camp. It's incredibly generous of all of the performers to give their time, their skills, their energy to the participants this year. And it was such an amazing camp. But more about the camp later. First, let's listen to some Cable Ties, who not only were mentors and instructors for the girls at the camp, but also did a great lunchtime performance on the final day. And this is an excerpt from Cable Ties' performance. Where to go? Yeah, tell them where to go!
she walked in there with her agenda straight. She said, I don't work for you to treat me that way. But he brushed her off as he laughed in her face. So, you're crazy, hubby, you imagined it. And I'm a good bloke to put up with your shit. Because any other fella ought to split your lip.
Welcome to the Girls Rock Melbourne special on this International Women's Day 2017 on 3CR 855 AM. Welcome to the studio tonight. Kim Croxford, you were involved in the Girls Rock Melbourne camp that was on earlier on this year. Girls Rock Camp was a week-long music performance camp for girls and non-gender binary youth between the ages of 12 and 17, is that right?
Yeah, it was. Went really well.
You were a volunteer. You went to volunteer as a mentor or an instructor. So tell us a little bit about how the camp ran. When did the campers all get together?
Well, it was at Wick Studios in Brunswick. The directors, Sally and Shannon, and assistant director Kirsty, and also Ruby, head of media and promotions, did an incredible job. It was Monday to Friday. All the kids would come in and split into two age groups, and then each of them would have instrument instruction. I was a vocal coach. And then they have band session where they rehearse with their new bands. There were band coaches from all different local musicians.
All of the campers came along on the Monday. They didn't know anyone?
Most of them didn't know anyone. Yeah, it was...
Or their instruments even?
Yeah. A few of them were doing it for the first time. A few of them were quite experienced. And a few swapped. We had instances where kids that were already great guitarists decided they wanted to learn drums for the week, which was pretty cool. We're up for the challenge.
So kids come along and they've not had any experience, so that first day they get to pick an instrument that they'd like to learn for the week.
Yeah, so they basically write what they're interested in playing beforehand.
Okay.
We allocate it around and make sure that pretty much everyone gets to play what they want to play, and then that we can fit them all in bands together, because the idea is for them to actually write a song with their brand new band throughout the week with all the support and encouragement of everyone volunteering, and then perform for their their parents and peers at the end of the week on the Saturday.
It's just such a mammoth undertaking. It's hard to wrap your mind around learning an instrument, joining a band, writing a song and performing it within the space of 7 days.
Absolutely. Actually, all the volunteers were talking about it the other day. We caught up for a bit of a picnic and they were saying how much that would freak us out as adults and as musicians. We would have, a hard time doing that.
Do you think that because they didn't have that preconceived notion,
that
would have helped them jump in?
I think so. I think, kids were much bolder than us at times and, they taught us a lot too, I think.
So instruments, it's a music camp, so we're talking contemporary rock format, so bass, drums, guitar, keys, vocals.
Yeah, generally, yeah.
So there was instructors for each of those. And once you'd picked your instrument, there were even special instructors to come and do special classes. I remember being amazed that not only did they have guitar tutors to learn how to play guitar, but they also had an hour-long session with Penny Eichinger on how to use and what effects pedals are for. I would have killed to sit in on that session.
Pretty sweet. There was so much throughout the week that just added to the already initial program. There was just all sorts of workshops and contributions from people throughout the Melbourne scene. Oh, actually, there's a lot of people from interstate as well. All did these specialty workshops as well for the kids to get insight into all different things. In the lunchtime performances, there was lots of different artists, and Sukhjit did a spoken word session.
It was amazing. We're going to play a little bit of her.
And the kids loved it. They were lapping it up and asking her, when did you start spoken word? Yeah, lots of variety of skills to be learned there.
Like a scene on Border Patrol. A plastic tag, red Dorothy, glasses, corded, she walked. Do you have a visa, honey? Caught in the truck's light, I was a squirrel digging for my MasterCard. Caught at a job interview with a question off guard. She repeated again, this time slowly, so I could follow. We don't want no illegal workers here in Australia, honey. Bravo. What makes you Australian? Is it a Southern Cross tattoo or wombat stew crumbled with a dunkaroo? As if my Aussie passport is temporary or my birthplace a mistake. For all you Dorothys out there, allow me to firmly iterate for those who've come across the seas. We've founders, planes to share, with courage let us all mine to advance Australia fair. Upon hearing these lines, do you think of a time when Australia's learned to share and care and dare to wear its heart on its face, fully aware that most of us in this place are far from fair, but brown and black and slow to attack, but quick to embrace a warm Australia. A handmade Australia. Not a shooing Australia where idiots spit a sarma at my brother. I'm confused as to why. On Australia Day when the night sky spews bigot bile, I'm left traumatised. When a teen rips off my uncle's turban, I'm an enraged flame of pain and shame and sorrow. For tomorrow when a hooning ute throws a rotten peach at my dad and screams, go home, you bloody terrorist! I plead to you, where the bloody hell are we? My people, the Sikhs, we have an identity, just like you and him and her, like Prue and Jim and Fleur. You see this hair? It's long and preened and seen. It stands for me and my choices. You'll see that turban. It belongs here in suburban Melbourne to Perth. It says, hey, mate, we're all equal on earth. A And Dorothy, if it's really a competition, well, maybe I'm more Aussie than you. If Aussie means equality, because that turban, it's noble from start to end. It's worn to defend you, and 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 you. You can trust me, it says. Sikhs in turbans came here in 1860 with camels and carts and courageous hearts, and look at the maxi taxi. We're still driving and steering this country, in offices, in hospitals, and even on stage, to advance Australia fair, page by page. So bring on the slurs and curs and scars and burrs. Take it for the team. Bring the racist into high beam. Let them spew their poison in my direction, so another won't have to cop this disaffection. Shut the gate on the hate cell. So when people tell me and my family to go home to where we came from, I reply with a smile, tongue in cheek, mate, we've been right at home for the past 200 years. I'm not the one that's a freak. I'm fully sick. Cheers.
Having discussed it with mates since, I think one of the things I was really impressed about, it was like a holistic approach in that it wasn't just about, you know, learning your instrument, learning how to set up a PA, learning, you know, the nuts and bolts. There was body image workshops.
Yeah.
There was self-defense workshops. One workshop I sat in on was really fascinating about performance anxiety and stuff, you know.
These
are things that are valuable to any performer.
Absolutely. Actually, the stage confidence performance one that Yelena from Outright and Anna from Labarthid ran, that was incredible, and it was run towards the end of the week. And what I really loved about that is, at a certain point, really everyone just had to sit back and watch the kids encourage each other. That there was, they were all saying, "Oh, you know, if you ever feel anxious, just remember how funny you are, how hilarious you are," and you start to see that culture of support happen on its own. And I think that was one of my favourite parts of the camp, actually, seeing it happen.
That's fantastic, isn't it?
Mm.
Like you say, it's a culture and it's being cultivated, and those girls will have that in their arsenal to take into adult life, you know?
For sure. At the performances at the end, the showcase on the Saturday, when they were introducing themselves in their songs, so often, almost every set, they were saying, "Oh, you know, this is this person who was a great guitarist," and they were giving each other little spiels beforehand, and it was a delight to see. It really was.
It's fantastic. Sally and I were talking, the organisers, we were talking about media would like to have people believe that women are constantly at odds and constantly picking at each other, and she said that one of the intentions behind it was to create and to encourage ways of building each other up.
Yeah.
And not tearing each other down. And it was tangible. You could see it happen before your very eyes. That's a remarkable achievement. How many campers and volunteers were there all up, you reckon?
I think there was 42 campers or something like that, and about 50 volunteers as well.
Unfortunately, we can't play any of the music that the girls have created, because understandably, I think they'd like to have control of it themselves.
I can testify that it sounded awesome in the showcase, and they did a dress rehearsal before the showcase as well, and I don't think there was one volunteer that didn't have a bit of a cry. Like, everyone was so proud about the quality and the emotional power of these songs these kids produced. Just complete, they really dug deep and they really put themselves out there, and some incredible artists were definitely there. When you're 13 or you're 11 and you're already that able to affect people with your art, it's pretty damn cool to see.
The aims were to empower non-gender binary and queer youth to feel confident in themselves. Do you think they achieved that, or did they achieve more than that?
Oh, I definitely think they achieved that. The feedback we've got from campers, that, you know, they'd found their people, and that they were feeling confident. Even the lyrical content of some of their songs, the verse would start out a little bit negative and then it'd turn around by the end of the song and mention the camp's influence in it. It was a diverse range of people at the camp, and yeah, everyone just forged new relationships, got the chance to find their confidence and their voice. I absolutely think it achieved the aims of what the camp was set out to do, yeah.
And I think the aims were quite realistic too, because it wasn't as though anyone was being set up to fail, because the camp didn't say, come along and be a rock star. The whole aim of it was far, far less pointed than that. It was, I suppose, it was a confidence building exercise, wasn't it?
For sure, yeah. Confidence building and also those positive relationships with mentors and peers. That's essentially what it was about. Yeah, they nailed it. I really think they did. It was a brilliant week and those things absolutely occurred.
The volunteers I heard talking about this line that you all said to yourselves, be the person that you needed to have around you when you were 14.
Yeah, I think that's a great little motto and everyone definitely gave that a good go. I think what we were trying to do with that obviously was to be positive mentors, but I think it was a lot of working through a lot of stuff ourselves still too. I think all the adults learnt a lot and the kids encouraged us as well. So
that's so cool.
Yeah, I think that most definitely happened.
Yeah, there was definitely a real exchange of energies.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Yeah, no one group came out on top. It was very much an even exchange. Do you think any of the girls will continue writing and playing?
Yeah, I think so. A lot of them were quite into it and quite experienced anyway. Most of the vocalists already had singing teachers and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think they will. And I think next year will be massive. I think many of them will come back. From the feedback we got from parents and stuff, and, you know, the parents dropping their kids off every day, and that all seemed really positive. There was a lot of support for the program. I think the parents at the showcase especially really saw what we were trying to do and really appreciated the program. Yeah. Mm.
Do you think this group of campers will ever, like, do a reunion or get back together?
I think so. What we want to do is perhaps run some regular workshops and things ongoing. Because, you know, we don't want to be like, here's your community and now it's gone. You know, good luck in the real world. We'd rather them be able to continue to foster those relationships. So I think that is the intent, to make it an ongoing thing. Yeah.
Mm. Because I can just see some of the campers being the mentors down the track.
Oh, you for sure.
See them,
yeah.
You know, half of them are ready, almost ready now. You know?
Absolutely.
How could the community at large support this camp? What sort of things do you think in the future that you might need to keep it going? Because we've got a large community on 3CR, so people might just have a warehouse or might just have a
for
spare
sure.
this or that.
Yeah, we're super happy with the space, which was wonderful. They were really accommodating and excellent. Look, any support anyone can think of. Be creative. Email us at girlsrockmelbourne@gmail.com if you've got any ideas. Sponsorship or spaces to run workshops, things like that. We did get a lot of support from the community, from the music community, Creative Victoria, lots of support, but it can only get bigger and better. If people are interested in this kind of program, by all means email us and we'll be able to sort something out for sure.
Fantastic. So why was it important for you to be part of this?
Well, kind of to what you said before, be the person you needed when you were 14. That's definitely a motivating factor for me. I think girls and gender diverse kids need to have positive messages and positive narratives to counter some of the negative stuff. Actually, one of our songs, Sorry, is about the messaging that young people receive about sex and about gender. And a lot of the time, you know, it's not about their own desire. It's about, you know, catering for...
I am a vessel.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. All right, this one's called Sorry. I feel myself resign. Patterns on the roof. I'm all roasted ice. Patterns on the roof. I am a vessel. Facilitating, facilitating the loving wives.
Dorothy, mate! I suspect she's concerned it's a pretext. Oh, it hurts, hiding awareness. Oh, it's my pleasure. Psych! Oh, I don't believe I'm a prisoner.
To this panel session for a literary mag a couple of years ago. It was really interesting because there was a number of different speakers of varying age groups, and they were all talking about their experience before they knew much about feminism or in this feminist community, and how some of the things that happened to them, some of the oppressive things, not so pleasant things in their lives that had happened, they for a long time didn't realise weren't okay, because that's just the way things were.
Mm.
And I think it's important to have those positive role models in young people's lives to discuss, you know, gender inequality and feminism, and call it feminism too, because obviously we've got a lot of negative stereotypes out there about feminism, and they're perpetuated by people that would like women to abandon their own cause, and whereas if you've got, you know, strong positive role models saying I'm a feminist, I'm a musician, you know, that people can look up to. We're naming it. We're saying there is a problem with gender inequality. It is affecting it. And this stuff that's happening to you, A, you're not alone in it, and B, it's not okay, and we're going to do something about it. You know, it's not just the way things are for women. Because that's what really struck me about this panel is until they had a community, until they had that support of other women talking about these issues, it was just something that was accepted. So I remember when I moved to Melbourne, when I, met musicians like yourself and your band, Liquor Snatch, and met other people in the literary community who are feminists and things like that. Coming from like a rural country town, that changed my life, you know, hearing my own stories or my friends, my loved ones' stories echoed, and actually talking about this stuff, taking a stand on this stuff, was super empowering. So to give that back to young girls as part of Girls Rock, I think is incredible. Yeah,
And it's gold to start that conversation at that age.
For sure.
So that you can be aware of some of the mechanisms at play.
Mm.
So if you're aware of them, it's easier to dismantle them.
For sure.
And to have them pointed out and presented for you to consider as part of your frame of reference going into adulthood, it can only be strengthening. These girls are going to be armed with information and armed with the knowledge that they have support and that they're not alone. I can't imagine how invaluable that would be.
For sure. And actually, that's something that I was really impressed with the lunchtime performers, how deep they dug with the stuff that they would perform and all that sort of stuff. But they also put things in context.
Mm.
We were just talking about Sukhti before, and she is incredible spoken word stuff. And then she would present her spoken word with its strong content, and then she'd ask the kids, she'd be like, so, what did this bit make you feel? Why? You know, and... all of this stuff, the body confidence workshops and things like that, the fact that it was still inspiring and fun enough. It was never really bogged down or heavy, but it had a lot of substance, and we made sure to check in with the kids as they went on that stuff. And I think it was a perfect balance, the whole camp, between just inspiring, confidence-building, kick-ass music camp versus, yeah, having that mentorship role throughout it. And I think, yeah, nailed it.
Oh, I feel it in my head. I'm rapping and singing and doing my thing. Oh, a lady lashing so at Girls Rock. Yeah, yeah, you know. Oh, down on Melbourne Show.
Hey, I'm Lady Lash. You're listening to the Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special on 3CR Community Radio, the voice of the South. 3CR is so awesome, giving the platform for people's voices to be heard and people's gifts to be heard. Always remember that you are amazing. You're beautiful. Fly high, manifest your dreams, and that's all we have is us at this end of the day. Much love. Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special.
At Girls Rock, yeah, yeah, you know. Oh, down on Melbourne Show. Biddy bubba, yeah.
We could rip apart the world. I never had a doubt.
But should we scrape and bend and splinter? This smooth and lovely surface. It's creatures and crows. We're standing too close. Your body is made of snapped and broken.
I'm missing footfalls in my bed.
y'all know how to kick it out.
Because as we know, the saying is, if we don't fight, we lose. If we don't fight, we lose. Whether we're talking about union issues, whether we're talking about civil and political rights issues, if we don't stand, if we don't fight, then we lose. And that's what it's about.
3CR, kicking against the pricks since 1976. And I guess I could get some crazy now, baby. Yes, I
could. yeah, so this one's a cover. It's by Hole, Garbage Man. Woo-hoo. Katie, who was also in the room, requested it, which is, she's a legend. All right, here we go.
Take your way out, recognize me. Talk about history, let's stop pretending that feminism is a short blip in the history of political struggles. The feminism you know may be the one that has been dominated by white, middle-class, middle-left politics of the liberal mainstream media. I'm talking about the feminism of Commandanta Yolanda, of Asada Shakur and Leila Khaled and Truganini, of Ulrich Meinhof, Angela Davis and Arundhati Roy, of Marilyn Buck and Marie Mason, Rote Zora, Mujeres Liberes, and Pulan Devi and the woman Baggy Dakois of India's Chamba Ravines. Today on International Women's Day, inspired by the tradition of our militant sisters, and on every day always on 3CR Radio, 855 AM, 3CR Digital and 3cr.org.au, we bring you transgender, transracial, transborder class war against a sexist, racist, homophobic, capitalist system. Our inspiration comes from the actions of feminists who have helped self-identified women reach revolutionary consciousness. At 3CR, our feminism is revolutionary.
Hey, this is Alice from the Girl Freeders.
This is Shannon from the Girl Freeders.
We are smashing the patriarchy by daylight and making music by moonlight.
You're listening to Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special
on 3CR.
We were really happy that we were allowed to come and document it, because it's worth documenting and it's worth perpetuating. All right, thanks so much for coming in. Very much appreciated.
Thanks for having me.
Kim is the lead singer of Monkey Grip, and Monkey Grip play around town, so keep your eyes open for any gigs that they might be doing near you.
If you're interested, Monkey Grip are currently looking for a drummer, so just thought I'd put that out there. If you like what you hear, get on to us.
How can they contact Monkey Grip?
Jump on the Facebook or monkeygripband@gmail.com as well. So, yeah, get on to us, have a chat. And thanks so much for having me, Steve. That's awesome.
Always.
Thanks, 3CR, for coming to Girls Rock and documenting it. There should be a documentary out eventually, too, of the camp, which will be incredible to have a bit of a watch.
Well, if you are a drummer and you want to play for a kick-ass band, get in touch with Monkey Grip because they go off. Thanks for your time, Kim, and thanks for all your effort. I'd just like to say happy International Women's Day to everyone from Girls Rock, to all the campers, plus all of our listeners out there at 3CR. Stay tuned for more Women's Voices, 24 hours of Women's Voices on 3CR for International Women's Day. I've been Stinky, that's been Kim. We've been doing a Girls Rock special. And let's have a little bit of a listen to some of the lunchtime performers.
Happy International Women's Day.
Girls Rock. I've got lots of things to say, and I want you to listen to them, and I'm going to keep saying them until you understand what I'm trying to say. My name's Sukhjeet Khalsa, and I'm a spoken word artist, and today I'm slaying the patriarchy with the girls from the Girls Rock Camp in Melbourne. You're listening to Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special, 3CR, 855 AM.
I've got lots of things to say, and I want you to listen to them, and I'm going to keep saying them until you understand what I'm trying to say.
Girls Rock, Girls Rock, Girls Rock.
Hi, my name is Courtney Barnett, and you're listening to 3CR, the voice of dissent.
Another day. Oh, what a wonder. Oh, what a waste. It's for Mondays. Oh, Monday. What exciting things will happen today. The yard is full of hard rubbish. It's a mess, and I guess the neighbors must think we run a meth lab. We should amend that. I'll pull the sheets back. It's 40 degrees, and I feel like I'm dying.
How did you find performing this afternoon in front of the girls?
I loved it, actually. It's a real kind of honour to be invited to the Girls Rock Camp, and I think it's a really inspiring project, and everyone involved who like volunteers their time, and it's so cool that to see like young girls making music and learning all the stuff. Well, I sat around in my room like learning guitar, and it was a real kind of solo experience. Like not many of my other friends played music, and so, you know, it would have been really fun to have something like this when I was growing up. And it was kind of like, I grew up with lots of like Nirvana, and it was kind of taught that, you know, boys started bands, and it wasn't really talked about that girls did, so you
missed the Riot Girl thing.
I totally missed that, yeah. I learned about Riot Girl when I was like 25 or something. It's just inspiring to, you know, to be around other people making music and encouraging. That's like the fundamental thing of music and life in general, like being kind to each other and encouraging each other to like keep on going and keep on trying new things. And so I think projects like this are really awesome. Everyone has a different interest, you know, so you can't, like, not everyone wants to be an artist. Some people just want to like be a pop star, which is cool if that's what you want to do, then but it's like finding what you do want and what you don't want, and like that can be a lifelong journey in itself. There's so much pressure on success and stuff in life, so whether it's like at school or in your job, or, you know, I think it's just important to kind of share your stories and help each other out, and I think that's why art and music is great. That's kind of the sole kind of purpose of it. But it's easy to get carried away into other things, so I get it. But yeah, I think focus on the art. I get inspired by listening to other artists speak, or I read so many books. I just like hearing other people's side of the story, you know, what makes them interested.
I'm not that good at breathing. Yeah.
Girls Rock. Hey, I'm Izzy Lossie from Izzy Lossie and the Oracles, and you're listening to the Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special on 3CR. Rock on.
But that's deeply irrelevant. What is relevant is that you're listening to 3CR on, what's that frequency again, dear?
855, I told you, Helen.
855. And what is relevant is that you're not listening to that other crap. So well done.
Girls rock.
Hey guys, we got an amazing performer for you this lunchtime. This is Lady Lash.
I'd like to acknowledge the traditional elders of this land, past and present, and hope you guys enjoyed this set. Clockwork. I sit here thinking. Fingers tap. What am I gonna write? It's just like clockwork. I sit here a repetition just like clockwork. My brain grows and my brain goes to work. And the ink as it soaks in the paper, scribbling down my thoughts like a man read his paper. In my dreams, the people try to sleep, and all I can feel is the beat beneath my feet. Click clack from the rhythm of my gun, pull my trigger right under my tongue. Feel the mountain peak, the ocean starts to speak. Elevate the speech, educate your ears that leak. Wax on fire, burning my self-desire. Stupid bird like a flame burning at the wire. Futuristic words flying through the skies. History books sifting hot and hot. Meditation, mediation, revelation. Horizontal blue like a woman standing naked. Clockwork blue. Clockwork blue. Marks on my wounds, heavy wounds on my neck. Knock, knock, making love on the bedhead. Can't sleep from all this love cry. Maybe hit it hard, hear your next time. Pen to paper, moving in my sleep. In my head I have a million things to weep. If I could just touch a little in your soul, I make you drink all kinds on my pedestal. Ruin my nation with my dread, a loose head. Yeah, it can't true, oh, it's all red. Oh, open book of the goodness. Oh, it's like my sweet kisses. Oh, it's his eyes. Clockwork, take me away. Oh, I can feel it in my soul. Oh, I can feel it in my soul. Clockwork blue. Clockwork blue. How you guys going? Good? Thank you.
I'm going to play a little package that I put together that's how the studios themselves sounded over that week, and it got noisier and noisier.
Girls Rock.
Last week, something remarkable, unique and quite magical happened. Girls Rock Melbourne happened. Girls Rock Melbourne is a week-long camp aimed at empowering young girls, trans and non-gender conforming youth between the ages of 12 and 17 through the power of music. Wick Studios in Brunswick is a bit of a rabbit's warren of halls and doors and doorways and double doors and rehearsal rooms. This week it's a hive of nervous energy. The first day I walked through, it was so quiet I wondered if I had the right place. But softly, through thoroughly barred and soundproof double doors,
the bassy thump, 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 thump of a regular kick drum started to make itself apparent.
This is Dale, a.k.a. Stinky, and I'm here at Wick Studios for the Girls Rock Melbourne Camp. And all the girls are in their band rooms, having formed their own bands and being in the process of writing their own originals to be performed later on this week. But we've all got like wonderful noise coming out of the rehearsal rooms, and they've all got the names of the bands. In room C, we've got a band called Louder Than Cats. It's a great name. Another band, Space In Between. Another band, Depresso Espresso. The Flying Dead. Great names. So the bands in this room, The Sounds of Saturn and Stitches of Fate. I can't blame the groups for having their doors shut so tightly. I'm not sure I'd want anyone to overhear me as I was nutting out a new melody or a lyric, but the way all the noise stops while the doors are open tells me these girls are very self-conscious at the moment. I guess they've got every reason to be. I mean, they're writing a song I dare say they never knew how to do 2 days ago. Playing an instrument they never knew how to play 2 days ago, with people they never knew 2 days ago. And making music at the best of times in a band environment is a challenge. So these girls are being very, very challenged. And as I walk through the studios, I can hear the bands practicing through the double doors. But as soon as someone wants to leave or go into a room, all the music stops. It appears that the group aren't ready to let their music bleed into the hallways just yet. But it's early days, hours even. This group of young people have a packed week ahead of them, not only with songwriting workshops and jamming with their new bands, but the girls could choose from several different instruments: guitar, bass, drums, keyboards or vocals. But each instrument has its own special lessons that go beyond simply how to. For example, the guitar group got a workshop with the awesome Penny Eichinger on using effects pedals. I'd love to have sat in on that. Then there's performance craft workshops, how to set up a PA and event sound engineering workshops for merchandise, screen printing. I saw them screen printing their own shirts. There was a workshop for zines, internet presence, how to get your music out there. There's a real emphasis on DIY, but also body image and self-defense workshops. There's much encouragement of critical thought.
So what we're going to do is a bit of a visualisation slash brainstorming slash open discussion workshop about the negative stuff and the fears that you have with performing, because that's what pretty much holds you back if you let that take control. So what we're going to do is get some ideas of stuff that is chewing in the back of your brain, and we're going to put it out there in the world, because it takes its power away as soon as you get it out from that circle going on, bouncing out. And then we're going to come up with some suggestions and proof of ways we can combat that. And just like ideas about stuff. How does that sound for us?
Yeah, and while we talk about it, let's have a think about how performing itself makes you feel. So we'll address the negative stuff, but feel free to also share the super empowering, super fun and cathartic elements of performance that you experience as well. Because that way we can balance that a little bit too, right? We can kind of go, yeah, this thing exists. Let's tackle that with the technique, but let's also focus on why we're here and why we're doing it.
And then this one lifts it up. So the trick to this is, imagine you're playing guitar and singing, right? So if you had it like this, and you had to play guitar, you wouldn't be able to do it. So you have to have a boom. You have to have it to make the
far away from this as you want to be. And then this one just does up and down. Get it to a good height like that. Actually, I'd probably go there. And then I would lift to lift it up and down to get it taller or shorter. Is this one.
Oh, all right.
So, say you were doing the sound for Paul Dempsey, right?
Do you mind if we talk a bit more, a little bit about that feeling? Has it ever happened to you?
Yeah.
Okay, wow, how did you handle it in that moment?
I don't know, I can see people laughing.
Okay, well, first of all, do you know anything about the people that were laughing at you? Are there some people whose opinions probably don't really matter, do you think?
Don't know.
Because I think it's pretty amazing that you work so hard and make incredible music out there on a stage to share with other people. I see, personally, a massive amount of strength in that vulnerability, and I see a really weak-ass jerk that's going to sit there and laugh at you from the anonymity of the crowd. So I totally understand that's a pretty horrible feeling, but what can we do to try and navigate that kind of an issue and that fear? So turn yourself up.
Like that, it would have been an incredible thing for, I know for myself as a child, to have that kind of encouragement to just pick up an instrument and go.
Just to have that environment to, like, do that in.
And feel safe.
Yeah. And supported. Yeah, and, like, have those facilities available and just, like, a wealth of experience and knowledge and not necessarily, like, these classically trained musicians or, like, you know, they're just, like, these punk women with the just get-up-and-go attitude. As soon as I heard about it, I just wanted to be a part of it. Confidence is a huge thing. If I had someone sitting on my shoulder going, you can actually do this, when I was a kid, I'd be, yeah, I think my life would be on a completely different trajectory now.
I feel like it would have sort of accelerated me forward. What took me probably 20 years to work some of this stuff out on my own. I feel like if I had have had really cool older role models saying, yeah, you don't have to be like that if you don't want to be, and just giving me permission to express myself and my feelings instead of feeling like I had to bury them all down and behave myself and follow authority. I feel like if I had have had that opportunity, yeah, I would have saved a bit of time and a bit of angst, and I might have started just being myself a bit younger. And I suppose that's our great hope, is that we can help people just to be themselves.
Don't listen to any advice from old men that try and teach you how to play your instrument.
Yeah.
We're very jealous of you that we couldn't go to Girls Rock Camp when we were in high school, because this is the most amazing thing ever. So jealous. I'm so proud of all of you.
Girls Rock Melbourne, Girls Rock Camp encourage teamwork and not tearing each other down. And watching movies and this sort of media, it is presented to you as if that's what women are like. They're catty and they're bitchy and they compete for men's attention. And we know that that's not true. And we want to help young girls see that there's another way. There's a way that we can work together, build each other up, help people just to be themselves. Encouraging people to change their thought patterns and think about ways we can build each other up instead of tearing each other down.
Teaching you best practice stuff is that it's just a good habit to get into. It's not going to not work and it's not facing up to stuff.
And I think one thing we forget, we feel pretty vulnerable when we're on a stage on our own, with a performance, and we think that all the eyes are on us, but we kind of forget that there's another 100 people in the room realising what a jerk that person's being.
Exactly.
So we think we're being judged. That person's putting themselves out there being judged in a pretty negative way. And that's no fault of yours. You've done nothing. They've done that to themselves. So probably a pretty neat way to kind of shift how we kind of perceive that sense of attention and vulnerability.
It's also willing to put themselves out there in a negative way. So ultimately, when you're thinking about it, people aren't going to come up to you and go,
if you want to play an acoustic show, bring a lead and a tuner and another lead and also a guitar and spare picks. And if you want echoes on your voice, ask for reverb. If you don't like what the sound guy's doing, tell him what you like. Don't be afraid of asking for what you want. Yeah, do everything yourself. You don't need a manager. You don't need an agent. You don't need any of that. We kept being told that we couldn't was all by men, older men, telling us we couldn't do things, and then we did all of them, and we did them really good, and sold out shows, and sold out of record pressings. Just be yourself, and don't doubt yourself, and write about your feelings, because chances are everyone else feels the same way, and you shouldn't be ashamed of your feelings, so put it out there. If someone doesn't have your best interests at heart, don't listen to them.
When I first started out, I didn't know what genre I was. It's like you've got to box yourself in this thing, you know. And I didn't know. And I was like, I don't know, maybe I should do this and this. So I tried a lot of genres because I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I guess you've got to feel happy in how comfortable you are. Just finding your own path as well and being true to yourself. It's a lot of exploring and listening to other people, other artists, other legends. So just finding yourself and where you're happy. It's good that mentors and volunteers like myself come in and give you guys the root foundations as well of loving yourself, and you don't have to be like everybody else at all. Do you want to be a product? That's what it is, it's a product. And then you want to be your own artist. So, you know, weigh it up. I'm a beautiful, strong black woman, and I'm not going to let you pull me down because I know exactly what I'm here to put myself into, yeah. Don't let anyone tell you what's right and what's wrong, because you're the only one who can carve this path in life. No one else can tell you. You're the only one. And we all have it. If you're like, oh my God, I don't know what my path is. You do know. You just got to come back to home here and love yourself, because you know. It's good to listen to other people's opinions and suggestions, but you know, at the end of the day, it's your art, your creativity, and that belongs to you, and that is your birthright. That's your birthright. What you want to do, creativity, put out into this world. When I say girls, you all say rock. Girls! 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 Thank you, I'm Lady Lash.
The atmosphere here is changing from nerves to nervous excitement. It's noisier now. Jam room doors are left slightly ajar. By accident? That would indicate that the campers are becoming less insular and focusing on the task at hand. But I'm also thinking these doors being left open is intentional. These girls no longer care who hears them. In fact, they want to be heard. They're getting a bit bloody proud of their creations. And for good reason. They all sound great.
Girls rock.
we're coming to the end of our hour and a half of Girls Rock Melbourne on this International Women's Day 2017. Just to quickly back announce, we just heard Boss Bitch by Laser Tits, as well as Body Police by the Girl Freeders, all of whom were volunteers at the Girls Rock Camp. Stay tuned, because until midnight we'll be having more women's voices on this 24 hours of women's voices to celebrate International Women's Day 2017. I've been Stinky. Massive thanks to Kim. Massive thanks to Katie Bishop, who helped us lug all the gear around to get the recordings done. Massive thanks to all the women who volunteered for the Girls Rock Camp. You changed some lives in a very, very positive way, and I sincerely hope that there's many, many more camps to come. Everyone have a great International Women's Day. Look after each other. I've been Stinky. I will continue to be Stinky. And now I'll finish up with some shameless self-promotion. Kim Croxford cited my band Liquor Snatch as a bit of an inspiration. So here's the song she cited. This is Stinky Girl. Happy International Women's Day.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.